Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
All right, welcome back to Talking Puffy.
Yay!
Yay!
Podcast.
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really
great.
I'm feeling full of beans this week. I'm really excited and energized.
Oh, you're really laying it on thick. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan, the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Sorry I'm late.
And we should probably
give up and go home.
Well, I think we should just be really unprofessional because we are at a fundraiser.
Yes.
For a community radio program called Dykey Mikey.
It's a lesbian special.
It is a lesbian special.
And who knew that Talking Puffy had a sister show with Dykey Mikey?
Yeah.
Dykey Mikey. Yes. I had no idea. Apparently it was originally called Grumbling Lezos.
But that sounded too much like a show about,
Grumbling had too many ambiguous connotations, so they've just gone with Dykey Mikey.
Dykey Mikey's better than this Grumbling Lizard. Because Grumbling Lizard makes me think of irritable bowel syndrome.
Irritable homosexual syndrome. If you have a Mintic, that can that right
now. Now, if we are ever going to get an angry response to any of our lesbian jokes, it's going to be this podcast.
Well, what happened? We've been trying so hard.
Well, you know why? I think all of our lesbian listeners are really actually quite fond of Bitsy, our lesbian correspondent. She's much loved in the lesbian community.
She is. She does have a great following.
Yeah, she really does. Yeah, she's been doing appearances.
Oh, really? Oh,
has she?
Yeah.
Where? That's so.
Yeah, well, you know, did the odd fundraiser, chasing a few cats kind of thing.
Oh, well, let's move on to the update.
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
Your chin has ball rests.
It's football final season. I'll do that again. It's football final season.
And I just point out, that's the first time I've ever done a second take of anything.
Yeah.
That is the first time something has not been good enough.
I just sounded like I was still drunk. It's football final season.
You sound like that in every podcast. Why do you care about that
shut
now?
Up. It's because I actually am still drunk. All right. It's football final season, and
sorry.
I just know how shit the joke is at the end of this.
Yeah.
This is like wading through a river of shit to find a matchbox.
Yes.
Just not worth it.
All right, sorry.
As you're probably aware, it's football finals season. And the blogosphere is abuzz again with speculation on gay footy players. For the eagle-eyed observers amongst you, they're actually quite easy to pick. A fat girl drives them to training. Their idea of drug testing is a half now, the other half when their friend Brett gets here. And before they take the field before a game, they insist on boosting the team morale with a group chorus of Defying Gravity.
Sorry, no more. Do you know I've had a request?
Yes.
On the internet, several requests.
Yes.
People want a ringtone of Susan Boyle singing Telephone My Lady Gaga.
Stop calling, I don't want to talk anymore. Oh. I'm going to ring my telephone.
There you go, just cut that bit out of the podcast.
Yeah, imagine that going off on the tram. They think that was some kind of emergency. Is that a siren? Is there a dog in pain?
To infinity and beyond, fall into your arms.
So, yes, time for the Gator Z.
Gator Z, what are we up to now?
Well, we've left. Well, I think the horse has bolted, Toby. It's up to L for lesbian.
Yeah, I think we might have given it away.
I think. Sorry.
L for lesbian.
Pardon me for injecting some dramatic tension.
Oh.
I want to start a bit of a chafe here.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I don't get it. Why are we lumped in the same basket with those recalcitrant fuckers?
Wait, what? Why are gay men and lesbians in the same pigeonhole?
I like a lot of lesbians individually, but
yeah,
but when they get together in a big group of short-haired, flannel-wearing, dog-walking, fat-ass bullshit,
aromatherapizing. Oh, God. Just, I know what you mean.
It's like we have, like, could there be two groups of people with any less in common?
Well, this is true.
Like, you know, we love dresses and wearing makeup, and they clearly don't.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
We wash.
How do you think they got that bacterial funganosis?
We have a sense of humour.
Yeah. I used to think that until we started doing those gigs at the Glass.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And found lesbians laugh.
That is unfair. Lesbians do have a good sense of humour. Yeah. But again, the more of them there are, the less humour they have.
Yeah,
as it's a like group. They become weirdly righteous.
Yeah.
You know what I hate?
I think it's an age group thing as well. Older lesbians tend to be a little bit, I guess, because
battle axe lesbians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, women's shelter running, you know, men are all evil, let's stab them in their cocks.
Yes. I think that was from a particular kind of time era. Yes.
And they're the ones I know. So they're the ones, you know. Because, like, one of my best friends from school is a lesbian. She has a lesbian girlfriend. She's very nice.
Do you know what? Now that
racist lesbians.
I know.
I think that ship has sailed, Adam.
I know quite a lot of fun lesbians.
Yeah,
now that you bring it up,
the concept of lesbian freaks me out. I think it's
lesbian culture is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
I think of community groups.
Yeah,
You know, that kind of infighting and bitching, and
or anyone that uses the word goddess.
Or women with a Y in it.
But you're right, the two cultures don't have a lot in common. Who gay men should be lumped with, if we're going to be lumped with anyone, hens.
Hens nights.
Yes, hens nights. Absolutely.
Hens nights. All we want to do is get drunk, chase cock from one end of town to the other.
Yes.
Put on funny costumes.
Maybe suck off the stripper. Yeah.
Perfect. We would get so well.
Yes. We need a bunch of bridesmaids to hang out with. It should be the GBBTI.
Next Mardi Gras parade, we don't need the dykes on bikes leading it. No. What we need is a whole ute full of bridesmaids dancing to Oh What a Night, leading us down past Kinsella's. That's what we need.
Nut bushing their way down Oxford Street.
Yes. Doing the time warp. We would all get along like a house on fire. Ask a lesbian to do the time warp and she kicks you in the head with her blunderstone.
Ask a lesbian to do the time warp and she says, "Look at me."
Look at my hair. It's from 1986. But I mean, the other thing that annoys me is I think, you know, I feel inadequate because lesbians generally are... You know, if there was such a thing as a homosexual polluter, it would be us and our disposable income and our disposable plastic nonsense and 14 mobile phones all that.
But lesbians are always, like, you know, deputy chairman of international aid organisations.
Yeah. Green, yes. And they recycle,
they're worthy.
And they compost.
They're worthy.
You know what, that biodiesel dykes. They're annoying. And they're so, it makes me feel bad. And I think that's maybe what it is. Maybe it's not that I hate lesbians. It's that
They
make me feel guilty about
being
a polluter.
They hate how they make you feel about yourself.
Oh, my God. I'm doing therapy on the podcast.
Dr. Phil.
Ugh. Where's Dr. Freud when I need her?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, lesbians. My God. The phone's ringing.
True.
No one ever rings
really?
In here. We always have to ring other people.
This is weird.
My God.
Answer it. Find out who it is.
I will. Hello. Hello, this is the Poofcast. Poofy speaking.
Yes, hello. I'm ringing up to complain about your Poofcast.
Oh, who's this?
My name's Sam.
Sam, yes.
Yes, so I'm a lesbian, and I don't like the way that you talk about lesbians. I think it's degrading. I mean, that Bitsy for a start.
She's lovely.
No, look, stop playing it. Not all lesbians are dogs, okay? You're just being degrading to women, and it makes me absolutely furious, because really, you are so degrading, you are being sexist. You are... Sorry, I'll just get a little bit worked up.
Sam, it must have been a very emotional first half of indoor cricket.
It was, actually. It was a draw.
Must have really got you going.
Oh, look, no, but I am not the only one who is angry about this. I was talking to my friend Chrissy the other day while we were getting wormed, and she's furious as well. She is absolutely furious. And a lot of people, like, you know, I regularly meet with a whole bunch of my lesbian friends. We just go down the park on a Saturday arvo and have a bit of a run around. But they are all very angry at the way that you're treating lesbians. And oh, hang on, sorry, I've got to get off the furniture. I'm not allowed on the couch.
Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry that we've upset you.
But look, you know, just lift your game, fellas, because we're all in this together. You know, we're all having a rough time. And cat!
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, dear.
She's got a long way to run back to Northcote, so it's just as well.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. It's poofcast at talkingpoofing.com.au is the email address.
If you want to complain.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, it's nice we finally got a lesbian who cared enough to ring up.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Good on her. Yeah. Yeah, I was so just dumbstruck by that. I had to remain silent during that whole
phone
call.
I know.
You were very confronted by that.
Yeah, I was.
Yes, because her voice was deeper than yours. Mm.
And she's better at growing facial hair.
About 5 years ago, I was in my backyard entertaining a friend with my hands.
Well, it's time to catch up with our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson. Now, how are you going, Reese?
I'm all right.
Now, we set you some homework.
We are hard taskmasters.
Quite intrigued by
last
this.
Last time we spoke to you where you were complaining about how there was a bottom drought and you wanted...
It's a once-in-a-hundred-year bottom drought.
not bottom drought. Sorry, top drought.
Top drought.
My apologies. But, yeah, so we set you the homework of becoming a top. And how's that gone?
Can I say that my dog ate it?
Bitsy.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Bitsy.
Oh. There she is.
You're lesbianated.
So it didn't work out so well. It didn't happen.
It's a work in progress, right?
Right.
This whole quest, can we call it a quest? We'll call it a quest.
A quest.
Top quest.
Sure, let's dignify it. Let's call it a quest. There was Mawson making the South Pole. There was Edmund Hillary climbing Mount Everest. And Reese turns top.
Yeah.
And three great quests. I'm going to end up on the $100 note.
Yeah. Oh, imagine the picture.
Will you ever see on the Queen's note where you can make it look like it's a whale eating a dick? It'll just be me eating a dick.
I'm right here.
But anyway, this whole kind of experience has just made me realise how much of a sexual invalid I really am.
Oh,
I want to buy you a poppy at the train station now.
Well, it's not so much like it's like getting to it. Like I'm so naive to know what's going on. Like I this is what happened last week. I had a gig, and the gig went quite well. It's at the Comedy Store, and I'm a regular there. Come see the show. And this guy, like, if there was anyone that I could have topped, it could have been him, because he was wearing a dinner jacket and a cravat in a non-ironic way.
Did you try and top Matt Preston?
I did, just with a tiny spoon. and this is how, like, I might have been drunk or something, I don't know, but he came up to me and he went, oh, hey, nice set, and I said, thanks, and he went, can I buy you a drink? And my reply was, no, I get free drinks.
When he said, can I buy you a drink, he actually said, do you want to do me up the shit pipe? That's what he meant.
That's
what he meant.
Yeah.
Scott's always buying drinks for people, and that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I buy my own drinks and have to do it to myself.
The little thing fizzing in the bottom.
When he says, can I buy you a drink, you say, yes, thanks. I'll have a glass full of Backseat a car in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't. But then it got even worse because then, like, he looked a little, like, it took me a couple minutes to realize what he meant. Because when he said, can I buy you a drink later? After this, I went, no, I'm going home after this. I've got to go to work tomorrow.
You're just throwing up barriers, aren't you?
You are terrible at this.
You're not even going to get to be a bottom, let alone a top.
Yeah.
I know. I really will just have to start drugging my own drinks and just hang out.
Yeah, oh my God. For Christ's sake, Reese, you're a gay man. Sex is not that hard to get.
I know.
You just need to walk around for a bit, for Christ's sake.
Just go to the shops.
Yeah.
Just be anywhere, anytime.
That's right.
Oh, sweet. This
is just kind of depressing now.
Well, no. You're going to have to continue your homework. I just want you to top someone, anyone.
Yep.
Scott, I think, can you go to Sydney?
All right, I'll get on the next flight.
We need to take it back a step. Obviously, Buttercup's not ready for the advanced course. We need to just step back. Maybe this week's homework is just a chat-up line. Maybe you're falling at the first hurdle, Reese.
Yes.
Just get bought a drink.
Yes.
Just get one drink.
I'm not as retarded as you seem.
Well, prove it to us, Buster.
I'm fine. This really is like some like after school special about. No.
This is a very special episode of Degrassi.
This is exactly what happens when there are groups of gay men together. We're basically staging an intervention because we're concerned that you're not slutty enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like the way this started out as, you know, let's get Reese to top. Let's let him play a different role. And now it's just become, oh, God, can he just get laid, please?
I really am just going to stand in Centennial Park with no pants on and just wait.
Say hi to Dad when you're there.
you might get fucked by an ibis.
Not too bad.
Have you seen those beaks? God.
Well, please thank our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson.
Thanks, Reese.
I was overweight and embarrassed to go any place. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12.
So this is something we do in our show. So if you come and see us, you'll be bored. This is an oldie but a goodie. We'd like to now present gay translations from our gay guidebook.
Now in this it takes the form of a role play.
Yes, it does.
That's right. We play characters.
One of us will be playing a gay man.
Yes.
One of us will be playing a straight man.
G'day. And one of us is the narrator, Toby.
And one of us is the narrator, Toby.
Very difficult job,
one of
Toby.
Us isn't good enough at acting. So one of us is the narrator.
You are the Carrie Bickmore of this sketch.
Oh. Really?
Or am I? So one of us is straight, one of us is gay.
Yes. So, look, I don't have enough range to play straight. So we leave it up. I mean, Scott has played a heterosexual gentleman on television.
Many a time.
I saw you on Blue Heelers running in gumboots.
Yeah.
Hairy butch.
Like a big homo.
So,
all right, let's just do it.
Okay? Yes, all right.
If you're all sitting comfortably, I'll begin.
Right.
This is gay as a second language, right? All right, when you meet a person, gays and straights will greet you quite differently. A straight man would say...
G'day.
But a gay man would say...
Darling, mwah, mwah.
See, because we can't hear the laughs, it's going to be much longer than it seems.
Yeah.
A straight man would say...
Hello, how are you?
But a gay man would say...
OMG, girlfriend, have you seen the new Gaga clip? Heaven!
Never gets old.
It gets bigger every time, too.
A straight man would say...
My name's Brett, nice to meet you.
But a gay man would say...
Hi, I'm Brett, my friends call me BB, but you can call me tonight.
Oh, Mr. Smart. A straight man would say...
Excuse me.
But a gay man would say...
Back off, bitch.
Which I have heard you say.
Yeah, just in the shops.
A straight man would say...
How much does this cost?
But a gay man would say...
I'll have one in every colour.
Gee, it is going long, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to go and make a cup of tea during this bit.
Yeah.
A straight man would say...
Do you accept credit cards?
But a gay man would say...
Oh, God, Molly's arrived.
I don't even really understand that one.
I don't understand it.
That's all right. It's a Molly joke.
A straight man would say...
Yes, please.
But a gay man would say...
Yay! Sorry, all right.
All glass has been broken.
A straight man would say...
No, thank you.
But a gay man would say...
I don't really... What?
Oh, sorry. Our people don't have no word for no.
We don't have no word for no. Right?
Why did it become overall black then? Our people don't have no word for no. Don't you white folks listen?
Mama don't know no.
Mama don't know no word. I know nothing about saying no to no babies.
You became a black woman from 1939.
Yeah.
It's the only one I know. The only other black woman I know is Marsha Hines.
Right on, Daryl and Ozzy.
There is no word for no.
Oh, you know that...
You tell your story, and the story ends with yes. There is no word for no.
There's no word for no. You know that Bitsy's a black woman.
Is she?
All right, okay. You've all offended right, her now. You've
right,
offended
Bitsy.
Her.
Oh,
black Labrador.
God. Typical lesbians intruding on our space. Oh. A straight man would say...
So what do you do for a crust?
But a gay man would say...
Let me guess. Versatile top.
Which is what Scott does for a crust.
Yes. No, no, that's how I break through the crust.
If you're having a great night out, a big bender of a Saturday night, a straight man might start singing.
I left my heart to the Sepper's round casein.
Awesome.
But a gay man would start singing.
Because of you, I never strayed too far from the Sabbath.
I don't need to do that much, do I?
No.
No, but it's good. I'll
normally
enjoy it.
Stopping you is a bit of a problem, actually.
A straight man would say...
I'm going to the footy.
But a gay man would say...
They're doing a Kylie show at the Exchange.
A straight man would say...
Do you want to go to the pub and watch the footy?
But a gay man would say...
Do you want to go to the pub and watch porn? It's always on.
It's always on.
A straight man would say...
I love a pie and sauce.
But a gay man would say...
Oh, I'm off carbs this week. I'm on the mango and mayo diet.
But why am I still here? Can't you get a sampler to do this part? Can you just loop this? Oh, fuck. It's like using a dialing telephone. A straight man would say...
I never get lost anymore now that I have GPS.
But a gay man would say...
I never get lost anymore now that I have a fag hag with a Corolla.
A straight man would say...
I'm having a quiet night in with a few beers.
But a gay man would say...
Troy's got the meow meow, Nathan's smuggling in a hip flask of gin, and I'm bringing the glow sticks. Heaven!
I was like, is meow meow a thing? Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, that's like an actual drug.
Is it?
Right.
Yeah. Is it what the young people are taking?
Young people are fully taking meow meow.
Oh, my God.
How old are we? I don't even know what the young
such
people are
such an
into.
Old fucking puffed
oh, God, we're still on opium, for Christ's sake.
I cannot wait to buy a cashmere jumper and open an antique store in Willara. I cannot wait. Buy some dogs, yep. Have a quiet white
Toby.
Wine, and dream sweet dreams of, you know.
I want to open a bed and breakfast in Wood End.
Oh, Toby, you've got one job to do. Get on with
sorry,
it.
Sorry, sorry. Straight man might say.
Oh, I'm pretty hammered, mate. I think I might have to go home.
But a gay man would say.
Oh, God, Molly's arrived.
Now, that one I get.
That's two.
That one I get.
A straight man would say.
I'll have a double tequila. Happy New Year's.
But a gay man would say.
I'll have a double tequila. Oh, no, make it a single. I'm late for work.
And those shop windows won't dress themselves. A straight man would say...
I know we've just met, but I would love to buy you dinner.
No, they don't ever say that.
A straight man would never say
no,
that.
No, no, true. They don't ever say
for
that.
For the sake of the argument,
yeah.
The straight man would say, I know I've just met you, but do you want to upsize? Yeah. But, but a gay man would say...
Didn't I give you a wristy in the casino car park last night? Was it Wednesday at the Fitzroy Garden?
A straight man would say...
So cold. I can't feel my legs. Go on without me.
A gay man would say.
Oh, God, Molly's arrived.
Three.
Yeah. Three. Yeah.
And finally, take this bit of advice with you. A straight man would say.
Take this watch. Tell my children I love them.
But a gay man would say.
Oh, thank God Molly's gone home.
There we are.
Hey! There we are. Our award-resistant stand-up comedy.
Translation. Now you know.
I feel like I've just passed a kidney stone doing that.
I feel like I've just passed one of your kidney stones. That was amazing. Oh, that was amazing.
I mean, look at the role models. You know, you've got Britney Spears and her shaved head. Lindsay Lohan looks like something out of Lord of the Rings. Poofcast.
Oh, here we are. It's the community billboard. And, well, it's been a controversial lesberific episode.
It certainly has.
Oh, God. I'm exhausted.
It's been hot full of sapphic controversy.
And it's perfect time, of course, for Bitsy.
I'm sorry, Bitsy. It was. It was.
Yeah, you're right.
Unfair.
Mate. Yeah, you're right. No,
that's very true.
All right, we concede that.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, Bitsy.
Okay. Oh,
yes,
God.
Sam was Scott Brown's voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know the favourite thing about having Bitsy around here.
Well,
well, if you let one slip, you can blame it on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like you can still make that sound.
It took a lot of pelvic floor control, but I got there. That's a recording from when I was 20.
Oh, are we going to do this show at that venue? We're going to do that show at Gasworks again soon, do you think?
I can't probably.
I said at Gas. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's gone now. He's not Murray Tregoning.
I have to type in.
Right on Daryl and Ozzy.
Type in the word fart. Right.
What are we doing?
Now it's time for Gator of the Week.
And Gator of the Week.
Oh, I love this.
The Manhunt rhymes with.
You're being very rigorous about visiting all the.
I don't like to go to just one site.
You have very Catholic taste.
Oh, my God. I went to a website called Bear. www. And I uploaded some photos of myself, looking, you know, wearing nothing but a pair of jeans.
Looking pretty.
Looking, sorry, I just burped. I apologise.
It's a very expulsive podcast this week, isn't it?
It's the lesbians. It's the lesbians.
It's the lesbians.
We're going to go and play a game of pool later on. Are you going to come?
I'm going to stop wearing deodorant. But, yeah, no, I went to Bear, and someone contacted me on there and said, we'd love you to be a centrefold in our magazine.
Oh, my God!
Just send us, you know, 4 to 7, you know, really hot nude photos. And I went to look at the magazine and it was just fat, hairy men covered in jizz.
Wow.
So you didn't have to change.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Surprised you haven't been asked before.
Perfect.
Wow. So, yes, it's paying off.
There you go.
You're raising my profile by being on these websites.
Well, you're not the only one. I'm on the cover of Uptight Nude Catholic this month. So take that.
Well, I went to Manhunt and I found Hung74, who I think is, Scott, your dream date.
Oh, great.
He's 36 years old.
Mm-hmm. Good
so
age.
He's not lying about being 27 like you are. He's a top. We all know you're a rampant bottom.
Fantastic.
He's very well built, judging by the photo. Like lots of, you know, shirt off.
Manly
looking built, though. Not like, you know, I've done my arms, but nothing else.
Yeah, right. Yes. Okay.
So he's from Sydney and he says, get me off this fucking site. The amount of racist, up their own ass, narcissistic, self-centered, shallow, commitment-phobic, illiterate pricks on this site makes being gay almost something to be ashamed of.
Oh, I love him.
It's brilliant. I mean, I am right here, but it's brilliant.
He says, needless to say, I don't want to stick around on here too long. Maybe it's just Sydney gays. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Is it because only about 5% of you seem to have a head?
He's the most hilarious, furious man.
Wake the fuck up. P.S. I don't want to see pics of your cock or close-ups of your hole. Thanks. Don't message me if these make up of your, and inverted commas, portfolio.
Oh, my God.
Is that
not your ideal man,
Scott?
That
is perfect.
He is.
And that is fantastic.
You know, like when I first started going on Gator, I thought that there were a lot of amputees. Why do none of these people have heads? They're like upside down Heather Mills. It's bizarre.
I love that. I love that. A horny, short-tempered fag.
But fucking just brilliant. The way I like him.
But I love that he's written illiterate, which most of the people on there are like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
What is an illiterate?
I cannot.
Like, where's illiteracy? Is that in Africa?
There are so many poofters that cannot spell.
If I see the wrong your or there on a profile, I won't click it.
If it says I can has good pecs. There is a really wrong amount of bad.
Grammar's important, boys. Grammar is important.
Grammar is important. Absolutely. I'm going to get on Manhunt and I'm going to find this guy and I'm going to send him a close-up of my hole.
In an ironic way.
More euphemistically.
Well, it's time to get into Top or Bottom with Melinda Buttle, the Bottom Whisperer.
Oh, yum, yum.
Doing my butt, in my butt, let's do in the butt, okay.
Podcast. All right, it's time for Top or Bottom. Now, look.
Mel, are you ready for another one?
Mel Buttle?
Yeah, of course.
The Bottom Whisperer, we do love you, and we love your powers of divination. And usually we kind of come across an actual real couple and get you to tell us who would be top or bottom. But this week we have, I don't want to call it an imaginary couple.
No, but this week it makes me feel a little bit queasy thinking about it. Yeah.
Well,
let's see what Mel's got to say.
Let's call it hypothetical.
Because
it's not real, but it could happen. I'm just saying.
Are you aware of the 7 PM project there, Melinda?
Yes, I have. I've choked on my dinner watching that.
With a little bit too much Bickmore flavoured truth for you, Mel.
Well, if you can imagine, Carrie Bickmore was Australia's favourite fag hag. And she was sitting with her two best peeps, boyfriends, Husey and Charlie Pickering. Who would be top or bottom out of Husey and Chuckles McPhee?
Oh, my God. What a pairing.
Oh, man. Either way, it kind of makes me feel weird.
That's like eggs and mustard, isn't it? Yeah. That is, wow. What a...
So you guys are saying these are a hypothetical couple, are you? Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, did you think they really were?
That's not what my research tells me.
Controversial.
Whisperer.
But no, this is the thing. I've researched. I had a look. I put my powers to it. And the real bottom on that show is the 7 PM project, because night after night, Carrie Bickmore fucks that show right up the arse. So, but I do have an answer. I do have a proper answer for you.
Yes.
Come on. I don't think it can get any better than that one, Mel.
But bring it on anyway.
Bring it on.
Lay off CB. Yeah. It's not her fault. She's just around when it happens. It's not her fault.
Yeah, so what's...
Well, I don't know. You may have noticed, watchers of 7 PM may have noticed, Charlie's hair is, like, really straight these days. They've kind of changed his look.
He's gone for the hair straightener.
Husey is the top. Right, and the hair is so straight because Hughes is just pulling back on that hair all day long.
And you like that? Hey.
So Charlie's basically an unwilling bottom, and Husey's just pulling him back into
right.
it.
Right.
Correct.
So could it be a combination of Husey pulling the hair and like a pillow or the bedhead kind of flattening Charlie's hair?
Yeah, that's why it's so flat on the top from banging his head on the wall.
Gee, you got to play your cards so close to your chest. Who would have thought someone's hair
would
give their bucket ass away? That is terrifying. Wow.
Well, look, I've seen Charlie in his riding outfit, and let me tell you, that thing has spread.
Well, look, the main thing is that they're very happy together.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Love Clearly. Sees no colour.
Exactly.
Or apparently a million share on the ratings. So good luck to them. Good luck to them both.
Good luck.
I hope they'll be very happy
together. Thank you once again. Melinda Buttle, top or bottom?
Yay! Thank you.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages? Podcast.
Oh, dear. I don't know if I can cope with the thought of Charlie Pickering's hair being straightened in that particular way.
Yeah, not pretty. Is it?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa. She is never appearing on that show after that. No. Her agent should have a word to her.
Well, we just,
that hack.
We're really just collecting people that they're ticking off the list for the 7 PM project, really. Because we're not going to get asked.
We're not going to get asked.
Linda's not going to get asked. Anyone associated with Puffcast,
not going to get asked. Especially
all we need now is for a lesbian to get a job promoting the 7 PM project.
Well, I think if my little Big Ken works there. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Look out.
Look out.
All right.
Next week, we're going to church. Hopefully Bob won't be engulfed by flames when we walk in the door.
Not just any church, though. It's one of those modern acceptance. Modern,
yes, we are going to be talking about the hot button topic of the moment.
Yes.
The gay marriage. Don't say it out loud. Fred Nile might hear it while he's looking for porn.
Oh, no.
Maybe that was him.
That's next time on the podcast.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.